With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. State senators have rejected a bill to create community-based schools centered on Native American cultural curriculum. The Senate passed a similar proposal unanimously last year, but lawmakers could reconsider the measure this week. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Proponents say Senate Bill 68 would provide a more culturally relevant curriculum that could improve graduation rates for Native K-12 students. The schools would focus on the Ocheti Shakowi essential understandings that include language, treaty rights, and other topics. The State Department of Education reports 90% of white students graduated on time last year, compared to 53% of American Indian students. Opponents say these community-based schools would divert state funds from the other schools in their district. Senator Lee Schoenbeck is a Republican from Cottington County who's against the proposal. He says the Todd County School District on the Rosebud Reservation submitted a letter supporting this bill, but Schoenbeck says the district already has what it needs to help students succeed.
And I hope that the residents of that school district take it out on that school board and make them do what they ought to do, which is help educate those young children and fight every problem we're talking about. But they're elected to do that. That's local control. They're right there on the ground and they have all the cash.
The letter from the Todd County School District says the community has spoken in favor of Senate Bill 68. It also says the school district wants to use innovative new methods, like community schools, to serve students. Senator Troy Heinert represents Todd County and is the bill's prime sponsor. He's surprised by the pushback the bill received compared to last year's unanimous support. He hopes to have the vote reconsidered on the Senate floor.
We'll have the data sets that they were asking for today. We'll have those delivered and on their desks, and then maybe we can actually get them to realize that this is a huge problem, and this is our opportunity to do something about it.
The bill failed with 14 in favor and 20 opposed. If a majority of senators agree, the bill could be reconsidered this week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Governor Kristi Noem wants law enforcement officers to attend resistance training every 2 years. The state Senate has already approved a bill that would allow her to add 2 citizens to a law enforcement standards commission. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The proposals do not include any policing reforms Noem mentioned in response to actions taken in South Dakota and across the nation after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. During a press conference in early June, Noem said she wants to examine police union contracts and civil asset forfeiture laws. Noem says the resistance training requirement did come out of discussions with law enforcement following the nationwide debate about policing.
It was after that event that happened in Minneapolis and recognizing that we needed to get people in the room and start talking about solutions. I've appreciated the partnership we have with law enforcement here in South Dakota. A lot of outstanding men and women step up and serve.
Noem says her office is working with the Attorney General's office on a bill that increases the law enforcement officer's standard commission from 11 to 13. Those 2 additional members will get appointed by the governor.
This is the culmination of a process that we started early last summer in several meetings that we've hosted with law enforcement.
Noem says the citizen voices on the Standards Commission will strengthen trust between law enforcement and the public. Black and Indigenous people face higher rates of incarceration and police interaction. According to the Attorney General's crime stats from 2019, 30% of arrests were Native American. The census estimates they make up about 9% of the population. A similar arrest rate disparity exists for Black people in South Dakota. As to whether the citizens who will sit on the review panel should include Black and Native Americans, Noem says they're not specifying that in the legislation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Schrubinger in Pierre.
A Senate committee is moving forward with a proposal that could remove limits on telehealth services. Virtual appointments have become much more common during the pandemic. Governor Kristi Noem's office introduced the bill. Melissa Clayman is a policy analyst for the governor.
This bill amends the definition of telehealth to allow for providers to practice telehealth through whichever technology needs they may see fit that are still safe and secure. This bill also removes the requirement to establish a prior provider relationship prior to services.
There was no opposing testimony. The proposal was one of Noem's executive orders issued at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The committee approved the bill unanimously. It now moves to the Senate floor.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.